The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
No, thanks.
Thank you very much.
No. Oh, yes. Oh, now, come on. Don't be such old sticks in the mud. You know what they always say. A bird can't fly on one wing.
Well, I don't think a bird should fly on six martinis either.
Darling, you're marvelous. Oh, your husband says the funniest things.
Yes.
Well, now, at least have some more of those marvelous smoked oysters. Where are they? Oh, just a minute now. I'll find them.
Oh, that's all right now. We really... You haven't had six martinis.
I haven't had any martinis.
Well, then why do you make a remark like that?
Because
really?
I am sick and tired of that expression, a bird can't fly on one wing. Frankly, I'm sick and tired of this whole party.
Shh, what's the matter with you?
When are we going to have dinner?
I don't know, and don't talk so loud, for heaven's sake.
You know what time it is? You know what time it is? It is 9:30. We were invited for a buffet supper at 6:30.
Well, I can't do anything about it, dear. I'm not the hostess. Now, we can't stand here in a corner muttering to each other. Now, come on. Come on, let's mingle with the other guests.
Oh, mingle. I've been mingling for 3 hours. I'm starved.
Well, there's some things over there to nibble on.
I've been nibbling. I don't want to nibble anymore. I want to chew something.
Oh, honey, please. Now, oh, no. Here, be quiet. Here comes Nora.
Oh,
be quiet.
I'll get George to tell you about that, Harry. He's absolutely
killing. Oh, it's a lovely party, Nora.
I brought you those smoked oysters.
Oh,
really, I just admire
them. Yeah, I really
No, thank you, Nora, really. I tried them. They're very good. They're very good.
Well, try again, dear.
Well, what can I get you?
Well, how about some dinner?
Dear. He's just joking, Nora.
Oh, I know. She's just a darling.
Well,
I said to Bunny, it won't be a party without the Pipers. You're two of my favorite people.
Well.
I adore both of you. I just adore. Oh, excuse me. Bunny's waggling at me. I suppose he needs more ice.
Bunny's waggling at me.
Please don't make any more remarks about dinner. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, well, you're embarrassed. I'm hungry. How long is this going to keep up?
How are you two making out?
Oh, just fine, Nora. Just fine.
Have you tried that clam dip with those absolutely divine crackers?
Oh, yes. Yes, delicious.
Have you? Well, oh, dear. You know, I love parties, but I hate to give them.
Oh, well,
you know, I never seem to have a chance to enjoy my own party.
Oh, I know.
You know, what I really love is just to relax and sit down and have a cozy little talk.
I know.
Instead, you know, I always seem to be fluttering around.
Oh, I know.
You know, I just hate being a hostess. Do you?
Well, I don't know, really. I've never been a hostess.
You are such a darling. Well, he really does say the funniest things. Katie, darling, what can I get you?
Oh, honestly.
You know what time it is now?
Well, I can't do anything about it, dear.
It is quarter after ten.
Shh, lower your voice, will you? People are looking at you. Just lower your voice now. Just saw a maid bustling around the buffet table in the dining room. I'm sure we're going to eat before long.
We were invited for 6:30 buffet supper.
Just lower your voice, will you?
6:30 buffet supper.
Please take that mad look off your face. People will notice, dear.
I don't think anybody here is in any condition by this time to even see my face. I really think it's outrageous to invite people to a 6:30 dinner and then keep them waiting for 4 hours.
Well, frankly, I do too, but there's nothing to do but make the best of it and be gracious enough. Oh, hello.
Where's your coat?
Lovely. My coat? It's upstairs on a bed. Why? What do you want? Handkerchief?
Get it. Get your coat. We're going home.
Going home? Are you out of your mind? We can't just get up and walk out.
Why?
Why? Well, who ever heard of such a thing?
They're going to hear about it now. By golly, we're leaving. We are leaving.
Let go of my arm. Just let go of my arm. Well, I am not leaving. Why? I think that would be the rudest thing.
I don't care. You are leaving. And if you don't get up and go and get your coat, I will.
Let go.
Get in into your coat. Get into your coat.
I am not.
And I will thank you to look pleasant. I do not want them to think we're going home because we've had a quarrel.
Oh, I am so mad.
Oh.
For heavens, where are you two going?
Oh, we're going on home, Nora. Thanks very much. We've had a lovely evening.
But you haven't had dinner.
No, that's true. We haven't.
Oh, dear, you're going to miss my marvelous beef stroganoff.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Nora. I just suddenly got this frightful headache.
Yes, she always gets a headache when she's hungry, Nora. Well, good night. Thank you very much. Bonnie, I guess, is playing ping pong in the basement, so we won't bother him. Just tell him thanks. We've had an absolutely divine time. Come on, dear. All right, come on.
Oh, come on. So mad at you.
Don't slip. Look out. You should have worn your overshoes. All the snow. Come on. Car's over here. Now, hang on to my arm.
I don't wish to hang on to your arm, thank you.
Well, hang on to it anyhow, whether you wish it or not. Okay, all right, I'll hang on to you. I don't want you to slip and fall in this ice.
Now, let's go, quit
struggling, will you? I intend to hang on to you. Now, come on.
I have never been so mad at you in all my life.
Well, you better get in this side and slide under the wheel. Otherwise, you'll have to walk through that deep snow. Get in, will you, please? Go on.
I have never been so mad at you in all my life. Never.
Get
never.
In.
Never.
Get in.
Oh, I am just shaking. I am so mad. I have never been so embarrassed. And what they must think.
You want to know something? I don't care what they think. I said it before, and I will say it again. I think it is outrageous to invite people for dinner at 6:30 and not serve any dinner for 4 hours. Over 4 hours. Now, it's 20 minutes to 11.
Just because other people have bad manners, I don't think it makes things any better for us to have bad manners in return. And for us to just walk out rudely is just as bad manners
probably,
as anything.
Probably, I don't care. 4 hours. 4 hours to just sit around that place munching and nibbling and then munching and nibbling again on clam dip and shrimp dip and smoked oysters until I'm sick to my stomach and potato chips and those revolting hot, what were they, lobster puffs or something.
Lobster
whatever
puffs.
That maid passed around that dripped down all over my new tie, incidentally.
Look, we've been here before. You knew what it would be like. You know what Nora and her crowd are like. I said we probably wouldn't eat right away.
I don't mind not eating right away. I object to waiting 4 hours. Now, where are the darn car keys? Oh, for Pete's sake, just be my luck now, having made a grand exit out of that place, to have to go back and go in there again to find the car keys. Well,
I suppose everyone is in there now, talking about us.
Yeah, well, we've been sitting out here talking about them, so I guess it's even.
Now, I just don't know when I've been so embarrassed.
I don't know when I've been so bored and hungry. Just plain fed up with your idiotic friends.
My friends? My friends? You knew Nora and Bernard before I even married you.
Oh, well, did I? Well, okay, all right. I'm fed up then with my idiotic friends.
Well,
anyhow, I'm fed up.
I'm sure they're fed up with us, too, after tonight.
Look, if people want to sit around and drink for 4 hours before they eat, that's their privilege.
Well,
America is a land of freedom, but I don't happen to like it, so that is my privilege.
Well, very rude. When you're invited to a party, you should at least be polite whether you like what's going on or not. At least that is the way I was brought up to act.
All right, so was I. But I was also brought up to believe that when people invite you to dinner, they give you dinner. Apparently, times have changed. The modern idea seems to be to invite people to dinner and keep them waiting so long that by the time it's served, they don't know whether or what they're eating anyhow. Maybe that's the idea. You don't have to fuss over the food. Oh, here are the car keys. Thank goodness. Well, now, what do you want to do? Go home and scramble up some bacon and eggs?
I'm not cooking at 11 o'clock at night.
Well, honey, as a matter of fact, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. We're all dressed up. Look, since we've had a babysitter paid for this glorious evening, we might as well go on downtown, huh?
Where? Nothing decent open at this hour. In fact, there's nothing open at all except that bright, glaring hamburger place on Oak Street.
That's it? Okay, fine. Okay, let's have some hamburgers. What do you say?
Look, I am not hungry. Just take me home, will you? I have never been so mad at you in all my life.
Well, you're mad, I'm hungry, so I'll take you home, and then I'm going to find some place to eat.
Thank you.
Look, honey, I'm sorry you're mad, but suddenly as I sat there watching that crowd, I just thought life is too short to waste it the way we did tonight. It's just too short, that's all.
When I get home, I intend to call Nora and apologize. Heaven knows what I'll say.
Well, I thought you'd be in bed and sound asleep when I got back. You know what? I had two very delicious hamburgers with all the trimmings. I had pickles, onions, relish, honey. Sound good?
Yes. You did not think I'd be asleep when you got back.
Oh, no, I didn't?
No.
Why didn't I?
Because of what we said when we were first married.
What, honey? What was that? We said a lot of things. Which one do you mean?
Oh, you know perfectly well that if we ever quarreled, we'd never go to sleep mad, that we'd always patch it up and say we were sorry.
Oh, by golly, that's right. We did say that, didn't we, honey? Yes, sir. Okay, well, I've been thinking, and let me be the first.
No, I'm going to be the first to say I'm sorry, dear. I do think, however, that what we did was rude.
I do, too. I agree, honey. I do, too. I just got so darn mad.
Well, I got to thinking of what you said about life being so short and wasting four precious hours like that, and I thought, why did we? You know, we don't belong in that crowd anyway, and we have no right to criticize the way they live. We really don't. Now, what happened tonight isn't their fault. It's ours. You know, why did we accept the invitation?
I don't know. We heard the word party, and away we went.
Yes. And here we know so many people we really like, and we're always saying we must get together. We want to have you over, but we've been so busy, you know. But we'll call you. We never do.
I know. But by Jimmy, we are busy. I mean, you
now,
really...
there was tonight. We didn't have to go. We knew what it would be like. As for being busy all the time, isn't it true that you can generally find time to do something you really want to do?
Yeah, I guess so. And if you don't, time marches on.
I was thinking of that Chekhov play we saw on TV a few weeks ago, The Cherry Orchard. You remember that at the end where the old man, the family servant in his 80s or something, comes into the empty house, the family is sold, and they've all just walked out. And he sits down and says, well, they've all gone. They forgot me. Why, it's as though I'd never been born.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Look, don't go on, will you? You'll have me in tears. Okay, our New Year's resolution is to stop wasting time. What are you smiling at?
Another reason I know you didn't think I'd be asleep when you got home. Or you wouldn't have brought a couple of hamburgers home for me, which I'll bet you did.
Right here in my coat pocket.
So.
A little bit squashed, but with Bermuda onion, pickles,
relish,
chili sauce, you call it. And eat the onion.
All right, I will.
You hungry?
Darn, you were right, dear. It's outrageous when you invite someone for a buffet supper.
Did you know that the word candidate comes from a Latin word meaning white? In the early Roman days, a man running for a high office wore an all-white toga when appearing in public. The white toga was supposed to show that the wearer had only the purest of reasons for wanting to be elected. If he appeared in public without a tunic or shirt, that indicated he had nothing to hide as a candidate. Incidentally, the Romans voted by dropping small balls or pebbles into a box. A white one was a vote for the candidate. A black one was a vote against him. These balls or pebbles were called ballata, and from this Latin word we get our word ballot. Thanks to the Romans, another word was added to your political vocabulary. The Couple Next Door has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.